The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In the last shiur we discussed, we said that somebody makes a single mat that is not a problem, it's not a problem with kosher. But if somebody make a double mat, then it's a problem of kosher. So when I was a child, I remember on Sukkot Torah once, one year, so the kids, they went over to the Chazan while he was Damish Menesrei, they took a rope, and they tied his feet together with a double mat. So the Chazan, like, pointed to the rabbi, like, what do I do now? Can I untie it? Can I not untie it? So the Gemara here brings down, on Kufiyud Beis, Kosheris Isha Mavteh Chalukah. A lady's let a tie her chaluk. So the Chazanish in Simdun Beis Yid Zayin says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about a single mat, so it's partially about a tie, that's not a problem of kosher. So it must be the Gemara over here was talking about that it was a double mat. And still the Gemara says pshita. So the Chazanish says, we see from over here, that which we answer tying a double mat is not mikadin, it's only a chumrah. And if you can have a makam tzarech, you can be makam. The Ramban in Zayin Sefal also brings when he brings down the lacha not tying a double knot. The Ramban brings down mekamakim nira to makim tsaira and lachish. Being that this whole iser of tying a double knot is a chumrah. What's the chumrah? We say when you tie a double knot, then maybe that's considered a kasha uman because anything which is a double knot is very tight. That is din of a kasha uman. That's only a chumrah. And the Ramban says the makim tsaira you'd be able to be makel to untie it. So therefore, in the story of Simchas Torah, when the Chazan's feet were tied and he's stuck, so that's considered makom tsar, and it'd be mutter for him to untie the double knot. Another similar case which could come up is somebody realizes Friday night after Suda, after he learned, and he's getting ready to go to bed, and he notices his shoes are tied in a double knot, and he can't get them off. So the question is, the halacha is that whatever is also mishum kosher, there's the issur of untying it. That's the av malacha matter. So the question is, can you take off your shoes? You have to sleep in your shoes. So based on this Ramah, that the Ramah says, whenever there's a makim tsar, you could be makel that a double knot is not considered a malachas uman. So be mutter to untie your shoes to take them off. Another commentary that comes up is sometimes somebody's tying his shoes, he tries to make a bow on top of a knot, and sometimes by mistake ends up they made a double knot. It's very common on children when they're tying their shoes, they're not so good at it, and sometimes by mistake ends up they made a double knot. So the question is, what's the lacha then? So Mishbur brings down from the Chai Adam, this is Mishbur Shin Yizayin Chafkim, the Chai Adam says that any double knot which happens by mistake, it'll be mutter to untie. Being the whole thing's a chumrah, it happens by mistake, it'll be mutter for one to untie the shoe because it was just a mistake. Now I want to speak about a case which is negeya by glila. When people do glila, so what they do when they do glila, what do? They tie the string around, they make one kesher, and after they make a kesher, they make a bow, which is a mila on top of a kesher. So the question is that we learned last time that somebody makes a bow on top of a knot, that's not considered kesher if he plans on tying it that day. The shaila is, when someone's doing galilah, so usually, you know, they don't lay until Monday. So if it's, let's say Shabbos or Mincha, you do galilah, and they're not going to be laying until Monday, so it's end up that it's going to be tied for 2 days. So the Mincha Shabbos, he says that the chorus should be aser for somebody to do glila, to tie it with a bow on top of a kesher, it should be aser, being they're tying it for more than one day. So what does it say you should do? If you make a single knot, don't make a bow, just stick it in through the sides without making a bow. Shmuel Shabbos is down from Shmuel Zalman, also the Ashri says, "Lemaisa the minhag ga'ilim is to be makel." What's the reason why? So there are a couple of tzurufim. One tzuruf is that Mishpur brings down that what's the halacha if you're making a kesher, which is not lo'ilam, it's only a kesher which is isa darabanan, the Mokin Mitzvah is a Mutter Nat. So it's based on a Gemara later on, which is at the end of Masechta Shabbos. But it's a Machlekes, and the Rishonim and the Achronim, a Keshev Mokin Mitzvah, it's only the Rabbanan, is a Mutter. So that's one tier if you have. Another tier if you have is that the Berlacha brings down that which we said. We said there's three types of Kshar. There's a Kesher, which is for a day, less than a day, which is Mutter. There's a Kesher, which you're making for a very long time, that's Issa Deraisa. And then something called a Kesher Benini, a Kesher which is Zmani, it's more than a day, that's going to be Issa Derabanan. So there's a disagreement among the Rishonim, what's called a Kesher which is Issa Derabanan? Is it anything more than a day? Or the Berlacha brings down, there's the Rajba, Ritva, they say that's not considered a Kesher which is Issa Derabanan unless it's there for more than a week. So the Berlacha says, L'chachila wants to be machmer, that any kesher, any tie which is more than one day, you should be machmer, that's also midarbanan. But b'mokum seirich, you can be makel up to a week. So over here by the Glila, if they're going to be landing within on Monday, 2 days later, so it's going to be less than a week, you also have the tzir for the Berlacha. So therefore, together with that, plus this mitzvah, so the minigun is remakel. But the place can say, if you have a Sefer Torah, which, for example, you only use a Simchas Torah, you take it out once a year, and if you're going to do Glila then, so when you're tying it, they're not going to be using it for another whole year, that's a Yishayahu Deraisa, because that's a Kesher which we says for a very long time. Something that's for a whole year is a very long time. So for sure, in that situation, one should be Machmer, and he shouldn't make a bow on top of his Kesher, he should only make one Kesher. Now, there's an interesting discussion among the Pesachim. What about twisty ties? The Rambam brings down somebody's Pesul Pesilim. It's a Tolda of Kaisher. What's Pesul Pesilim? Somebody puts together strings in order to make a rope. So that's a Tolda of Kaisher. You're putting things together. So Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman, they both held that somebody ties a twisty tie around a bag. So when you twist the twisty tie around, so you're attaching it together, it's like making a rope. Therefore, they're both machmer that one shouldn't use twisty ties on Shabbos. Now, there were two stories of Rabbi Yashiv. One person went to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv said that it's aser. A couple weeks later, someone went to Rabbi Yashiv, asking about twisty ties, and said it's mutter. So they went back to him a third time, they said, the Rebbe, one time he said it's aser, one time he says mutter. So Rabbi Yashiv said, the first person that came in, when he showed me a twisty tie, he twisted it around a couple of times. So that's aser, because you're putting it together a couple of times, therefore it's aser. The second person who came in when I said it was mutter, that was because you only twisted the twisty tie once. If you're only twisting it around the bag, only twisting it once, that's not the tolda of kosher. It's only the tolda of kosher if you're attaching it, if you're twisting it around all the way together a whole bunch of times, then you're intertwining the two things. That's the tolda of kosher. But if you just do it once, so then it's not a problem. So that's what one should do if he wants to use a twisty tie, only twist it around once, and then it'll be okay. Now, in terms of making ties on Shabbos, there are a lot of different types of ties which you can make. There's a single Windsor, there's a double Windsor. And the basic, the rule is like this, that if you're a person who every time you, every day you undo your tie, so then it's not going to be a problem making it. Most ties are not going to be a problem making a tie because most, the worst of tie in general, usually what it is aniva agave kasher. It's just a bow on top of a gnat. And we said if you have a bow on top of a gnat, if you take it off that day, it's going to be mutter. So somebody, if he takes off his tie all the time, and undoes his tie and remakes it, so he's not going to have a problem. If somebody, his minig is, they just make the tie and leaves it around for a long time, then that could be a serious shail of kosher, and all different types of ties, different ways of making it, so I don't want to discuss all the scenarios, because you have to see it visually, but if you keep around your tie for a long time, it's very possible that it will be also to make it on Shabbos, and you should make sure to make it before Shabbos. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.